This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. About 1,700 workers at Cargill's meatpacking plant in Fort Morgan have been locked out over a labor dispute. CPR's Tony Gorman reports Cargill initiated the lockout after the workers' union rejected a new bargaining agreement.
The company said it made the decision due to the uncertainty surrounding a potential work stoppage. The last collective bargaining agreement had expired in February. According to the union, Cargill's latest offer included a 1.7% yearly raise over 5 years. Workers rejected the offer overwhelmingly. The Fort Morgan plant had ceased production prior to the lockout. Cattle scheduled for the plant have gone to other facilities. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A traffic safety bill named in honor of killed cyclist Magnus White has advanced in Congress. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The bill changes the standard for automated emergency braking systems so they can detect cyclists and other vulnerable road users. It was part of a package of bills voted out of the Energy and Commerce Committee. Michael White is Magnus's father. He's been advocating for this change for over a year.
94% of all crashes are caused by human error. And so the car's going to see what you don't.
White says it's about making sure his son's death isn't meaningless and that something good can come out of it. He's hopeful it passes the House in June. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation is cutting down trees along roads to reduce wildfire risk. The emergency project in Woodland Park and some areas near Denver will cost $4 million. In Denver and Colorado Springs, highs in the 60s today. For the Springs, rain likely tonight. This is CPR News and KRCC.